Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
An Erio's original.
I'm Leslie Arfin, and this is my show, Filling the Void, a show where I get to know my friends better by talking to them about the things that bring them pure joy, also known as their hobbies. Hi, everybody. I just got back from the movies. I saw Bo is Afraid, and I'm afraid that I don't have a brain left because the movie just took it and ate it, and it's gone. You guys should see this movie. It's not for everybody. It is sort of like when you go to sleep and you have a nightmare and you wake up and then you're like, oh my God, thank God that was a nightmare. And then you go back to sleep and the nightmare continues. It is like that for 3 hours, but in a really, really good way. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Filling the Void today. Our guest is Chrissy Miller, and the way she fills her void is by talking to psychics and encounters with mediums. And this is something that I totally have with Chrissy as well. Chrissy's one of my best friends. Today, we're more talking about like Chrissy's experiences with the myriad mediums she's encountered in her life and how she just really like seeks them out and loves talking to people who use their sixth sense. And I agree. I'll just say it. I agree. If you don't care for that, then I don't care for you. Although I probably do because a lot of my closest family and friends don't care for that kind of thing, which is fine. No judgments, whatever. But if you do care for that, I think you will really, really love this episode. Originally, I wanted you to come on here to talk about vaping.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to do that.
Right. You and I have been trying to figure out like what fills my void.
Right.
Yeah.
And like what your hobby is, you know. And
we talked about telephones.
Talking on the phone. Chrissy is like the really, really good at talking on the phone. She is the one.
What makes someone good at talking?
Well, you're just kind of like the glue. Like mm-hmm. we have a, well, Chrissy's friends with everybody. Chrissy has brought me together with so many people. This is Chrissy Miller we're talking to, by the way. She's iconic. If you don't know her, Google her.
It's too hard to explain what I do or who I am. It's just easier to Google it.
I mean, you've done so many things. Kidding. Currently, you work at Warby Parker.
Yeah.
Their creative director.
No.
I just make up job titles for my friends all the time.
I do. I am a creative director. I do a lot of their collaborations.
Right.
I work with other brands and work on either creative direction or some of the other collaborations. I work in fashion mostly.
Yeah. And
I'm about to start a podcast.
Yes, you are. Do you have the title for it? Okay, you guys, tell everybody what your podcast is about.
Okay. I'm working on the elevator pitch, but basically I am the daughter of Susan Miller, the famed astrologer,
mm-hmm.
and people talk to me a lot about their experiences with astrology, mediums, psychics, healers, past life regression, and I always want to be able to talk to the people that they're, not only them about their experience, but who they're meeting, and so I thought about like maybe making a documentary about it. And then I just thought, well, it's probably easier just to start a podcast and start having these people on and having these kinds of conversations. It's hard to categorize what this is.
Right.
New age, self-help. Those words are so
boring.
Vintage.
It's like dirtbag self-help or
something.
Yeah,
I mean, but it's sort of spirituality, but then there's other stuff. Like, I just learned about this doctor that does longevity, that works on like figuring out how to
live longer.
Yeah.
It's like such a nightmare. I don't know why anybody would choose that. I thought of a good name for her podcast, you guys. Pink Sabbath. It's so dope. But what I wanted to talk to you about, because even though that's your podcast and even though your mom is Susan Miller and she's an astrologist, you also like have your own fascination and sort of like obsession mm-hmm. with psychics.
Yes.
And not even just talking to psychics and like having these experiences with psychics. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you necessarily like live your life according to like somebody else's vision.
Yeah.
Even if we said that we were going to do that, I don't mm-hmm. think it's possible.
No, I know. I'm not like obsessive with it. I think I've been thinking about it a lot. I think, you know, the title of the podcast is Filling the Void. And I know you guys talk about what that means often. And for me, I felt like I was a pretty depressed teenager. Mm-hmm. My mom had a lot of health issues, which is why she learned astrology in the first place, to like figure out when to have operations and meet with doctors. So I had a lot of fear around her dying and death. Mm. So I think like when we started knowing people that were passing away, it was like really triggering to me. Like, so I've always had this kind of obsession with death and dying. So when what wound up happening is that you had suggested that I meet with Laurel and Jackson. That was mm-hmm. the first psychic medium I've ever spoken to.
Oh, really? I had no yes. idea.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Laurel,
by the way, I don't want to go into my specific story with Laurel.
Okay.
Because it's so much.
Yeah. That's my podcast.
That's for your podcast. We'll talk to Laurel Lynn together, maybe.
Yeah. Right.
But you heard about my experience with Laura Lynn.
It was like on a whim. You were like, my mom met this person. I spoke to her. It's $150. Just go do it.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, just to back up for a minute, my mom is super Catholic. My grandmother too. They didn't believe in psychics or mediums.
Right.
It's like kind of like, but they found astrology loophole because right. God right. put the planets there.
Okay.
But my mom and my grandmother would always say, it's real. It's real. We believe it, but it's not something you're supposed to know. So anyway, I talked to Laura Lynn and she literally talked to every single person I had known that passed. People that I had forgotten that it had passed, like wow. friends of Leo's or... you know, my friend Adam, DJ AM came through, like, it was just, holy shit, like, maybe there is life after death. That was the first, like,
right.
experience. And then what happened after that was that I felt like, actually, like, my depression got better after that. I was like, wait, I've been, like, carrying around, like, this fear of death and dying, and, like, maybe we don't really die. And maybe there is this other life and we shouldn't fear it. And I was also getting into like Esther Hicks and like mm-hmm. manifesting. And she talks about how you don't ever really die and things like that. And then Nick Ackerman died.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you want to tell people who Nick was to you and who
Nick
he was?
Nick was like my male best friend. We were roommates. He was in the band The Virgins. He died of a... basically drug and alcohol overdose. Pretty unexpected because we thought he was sober.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty shocking.
But you also like when you had your clothing line sophomore, mm-hmm. he was always in the lookbook. Mm-hmm. You did stuff for the Virgins.
We had like a creative relationship.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
It was a really exciting time, like living in Club Chrissy with him. And
yeah.
And being with that band and talking about music and, you know, clothes and making films. And
we used to call Chrissy's apartment Club Chrissy because it was It was just where everybody always went. No matter where you went that night, you kind of ended up there. Sometimes you would start and end up there. Mm-hmm. You never knew who was going to walk through the door. It could be
a lot of people just buzzing, which people don't do anymore.
Right.
Just
it could be by. Like, you know, me and Hillary and mm-hmm. Jen. It could be Courtney Love. Mm-hmm. It could be
Peaches Geldof. R.I.P.
Peaches, and then like she lives there for a while.
Lindsay Lohan spent a lot of time
Lindsay
there.
Lindsay Lohan's mom gave me a ride home once, and I have to say, she was so nice.
Yeah, they're
she
nice
was
people.
Really, really nice. Ish. I mean, it was I had to get a ride from her though, because Chrissy was like, wait, because I had to go back to the Lower East Side from the East Village. It's a walk. But that's Chrissy so was funny. Like, see if she'll give you a ride home. She yelled out the window, wait, or like down the steps. Will you ask your mom if she'll drive Leslie home? And she was like, of course. And I was in the back. Lindsay and her mom were in the front uh-huh. with her little sister listening to maybe her little sister's album.
Yeah.
They were like all singing along.
So funny. I mean, like, there's very few apartments vibrating. In New York where you could fit that many people.
Right. You weirdly had a big apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so when you lived in Club Chrissy, that's when you spoke to Laura? Laura Lim? I'm
trying to remember. I think so. Okay. Yes. Yes. Because I remember Nick talking to her also.
Oh, okay.
Nick had a relationship. My friend Nick, who passed away, knew Laura Lim also. So then Nick passed... Laura Lynn's career took off.
Right.
So it was
Chrissy
expensive.
Told everybody about her.
It was expensive to go to her. So I kind of went on this like psychic, we're going to call them mediums, because I was really looking for mediumship. I wasn't really looking for what's going to happen in my career at that time. I was like trying to find Nick. Uh-huh. And I must have met with 15 mediums.
Mm.
I did find him through a woman named Anna Ramondi, who weirdly my mom suggested. So my mom gave Anna a reading and...
But your mom doesn't like that.
So my mom gave Anna an astrology reading and she owed my mom the psychic reading or the, right. you know. And
so
my mom
like,
didn't
okay.
want to do it. Oh, so oh. she gave it to me. And it was like the one
oh,
time...
That's how Laura Lynn came to me.
Oh, really?
My mom didn't want to do it. She gave it to my sister. Mm-hmm. My sister told me about it. And I was like, whoa. Anyway, that's funny. I didn't yeah. realize. So your mom gave
and
it to
like
you.
And it was like the one... I'd been recording them all. Because again, I was like, I'm going to do a documentary about this. I need to explore this. So I was recording everyone.
Yeah.
But the one I didn't record was the one my mom suggested. And it was the best one.
Wait, why didn't you record it?
I was at work and I just had like an hour. I booked like, you know, we have these little call rooms at work and I didn't, because it was coming from my mom.
And you were like,
I was
it's
like,
not going to be.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I wish I had recorded it. It was amazing.
What did
but
she
I've talked to her many times after. She, as soon as we started, she's like, your grandmother's here. Your grandmother has a message for your mom. She said, I love you as deep as the ocean, as high as the sky, which my mom said at her funeral. Then she said, wait a minute, there's someone here who knows someone named Sky, because she had overheard,
weird.
He had overheard the conversation about Sky. And Nick came through. She's like, your friend is here, leather jacket,
and
guitar.
And Nick used to go out with Sky.
Ferreira.
So for a long time.
He came through hard and was like, holy shit, I can't believe. I mean, it's kind of personal, but I'm going to say it. I can't believe how Sky reacted to my death. Because I was the one that told Sky that he had passed. Sky and Nick dated, and I don't know, I thought maybe it should come from me.
Yeah.
So I called Sky, and she kind of went into like the logistics of their relationship and some resentments she had, and it was an odd conversation.
Right. Well, people react weirdly.
Yeah, but he had known the conversation.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
He was like, and you...
He's like, how crazy was that?
Right. Like, he was talking to you like as if you guys had just spoken, because maybe you had. I don't know how many...
Yeah, no disrespect to Sky. Like you said, everyone has...
Yeah, yeah.
I might have done the same thing if my ex-boyfriend died.
Yeah.
But he had known about the conversation, and he had talked about his sobriety and you know, just wanted to connect with me, and it was amazing.
Hmm.
It was incredible.
And were you happy when you were done with that call?
Yeah, I think a lot of people suffer with grief, and this could be a way to have some healing and some closure to it. Yeah.
So, and you said you've spoken to her since many times?
Yeah, I met with her in person.
Are they always as good?
She's like Laura, where she just goes. It's like, you know, I know we both just recently talked to Sabra, who's new one.
I love her. I mean, I recorded this conversation that I had. See, I'm very open to talking to people depending on price. It's true.
Yeah.
It's like,
it can be expensive.
And I also think that it's not, it really just depends on that, like how they're marketing themselves. And look, everybody has their own hustle. I get that. Mm-hmm. And I also, I mean, I totally believe in the sixth sense. I have it.
Yeah.
You know, like we've talked about this in length. I don't need to convince anybody, and I don't care what anybody else thinks of it, because it's real. And if I worked on it, like Laura Lynn told me when I first spoke to her, like, she's like, you know, you're psychic. And I did know, but I was like, oh my God, I do know that. But how do you know? She's like, because I'm psychic. She was like, but if you worked on it, if you strengthened that muscle, you know, you can get really good at it. And she gave me some books to read, and it's a lot of it is like meditation and stuff. Well, it's
also, I mean, it would be a little nerve-wracking to open yourself up to that.
If there comes a point where like I want to develop that sense, I don't think that anything bad can come from like making your senses stronger in all areas.
Yeah, I mixed feelings about like learning it myself, because
I don't need to. I don't want that much control. My brain is too limited. I enjoy having faith, and I enjoy the most that I like to know, I guess, in terms of like the future is the faith in that, like, no matter what, I'll be okay. And which is true. I mean, it's like we were just talking about before you got here, like, what's the secret to a good marriage? It's like staying married, like not getting a divorce. You know, it's kind of like that. Like, as long as I like don't drink or like shoot heroin or like walk in front of a bus, like I'll get through it. It will suck. Maybe not. You know, I just have no idea. Like, I think that our human brains are just too limited, and like, I don't want to figure stuff out. I want to let life unfold.
Yeah.
Because my wildest dreams are too limited. Like, my wildest dream when I spoke to you like 20 years ago was like Chrissy was like, do you think you're going to marry Machine, my boyfriend at the time? And I was like, no. She's like, where do you think you're going to be in 10 years? I was like, I think I'm going to be like walking the red carpet with Judd Apatow. And we were dying laughing, but like,
because that was Leslie did a show. Leslie did a show with Judd Apatow and walked a red carpet with him.
Yeah. I mean, at the time, I didn't have that show. I didn't know him.
Right.
But like,
but to me, that's a manifestation.
Maybe, but like, you know, it might not all be that different. We just have different words for them. But like, that's how wild my dream was. And it wasn't like, that's nothing. You know what I mean? Like, at once, my wildest dream was to own a sectional couch. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
So
it is a good lesson to like, really, for everyone to dream bigger and think bigger.
Yeah.
Or like, the universe is always listening.
Totally. Sure. Yeah. And also, like, I don't really know. I don't necessarily know what the things that I want, if that's actually like what's really how I'm going to evolve as a human. I don't know if that's the best. I want everything. You know what I mean? Like,
well, for me, with the manifestation, is it's about getting clear. So like, really, like what you're saying, like, maybe I don't want a big house. Maybe I want a smaller house that has this, like really getting clear with what it is you want out of life. And look, we live in a material world. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting things.
Of course not.
Especially now that we have kids, we want to be able to like there's have experiences with them and with trips, and that all costs money.
There's nothing wrong with anything, as long as like you're not hurting somebody physically, emotionally. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with
I think there's like a vibe of like, wanting, material things like isn't going to make you happy. I don't know. I grew up with very little money and very little opportunity for trips or experiences. It was, you know, I don't know. I think it's okay.
Material things do make you happy. They just don't make you, they just don't, that happiness doesn't last.
Right.
That it's a, it's because it's a object. It's not so, anything outside of ourselves, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If I seek outside of myself for something to make me happy,
mm-hmm.
I will find it, but it is temporary. It's fleeting.
Right.
You know, and that's fine too. There's nothing wrong with, I love temporary joy.
Right.
Like, great.
Right.
That, why do we buy jeans? It makes us so happy.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Right.
But there's like a deeper, if I'm only looking for outside
that's
things.
True.
But would you say that like manifesting is also like part of your filling the void, how you fill your void? Do you still do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a vision board?
No. I should though.
I know, but like nobody, like we don't read magazines anymore.
Well, you could just Google image.
But the
I've done those.
And print them out?
No, or just like put it on your computer, like make a JPEG of all the things you want.
I know. I feel like that doesn't count though, because I'm not looking at that as much as I was looking at my vision board.
Yeah, I had one in my closet.
I remember, and you got mad when
I mean, I'll tell you
it.
A great manifest when you what?
You once got mad when I looked at it with Hillary or something.
Oh, yeah, I like hit it. I'll tell you one crazy manifest. I mean, I have so many manifesting stories, but I wrote what I wanted out of like a partner, like out of a husband. And mm-hmm. it was like, it's like Leo. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like, not, like random stuff. Like we grew up around each other, but didn't know each other. Mm-hmm. We have similar friends. He's interested in music. He does this. He's artistic. He's,
you're like, he's an actor. But
yeah.
He doesn't
and
have
maybe
to
that's not so, like what
famous.
I would have written today as
right.
like a 47-year-old.
Right.
But my 30-year-old self, that's what I wanted. And I found it.
I know.
I just think it's not even that mystical. It's just like,
totally
we're
agree.
All these people walking around like, I don't know what I want. It's like, no. Figure out what you're looking
right,
for.
Because it's there.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't agree more. I don't think that there's anything, like, super magical or mystical or, like, hard to attain with these things. That, I think, is, like, the mystique of it. Like, it's actually, like the things that are fucking mind-blowing in this mm-hmm. world are so ordinary, you don't even fucking see it in front of your face. Like, we're all sitting here. Because there's motherfucking gravity.
Yeah.
Like, let's start there. That's
yeah.
insane.
Yeah.
There's not.
Yeah.
What? We should all be like floating.
Like
in
we
atmosphere.
Have ears. I think about that often. We have ears that are able to hear.
Yeah. And dogs
speech.
Can hear when the time changes. Dogs can.
I didn't know that.
Dogs can smell and hear way better than us. Uh-huh. And they. I don't know if it's hear or smell or both, but mm-hmm. they can like smell when it's afternoon.
Wow.
Is that. So cute.
That is cute.
But yeah, I mean, I'm really into like my living my life by Insane Clown Posse lyrics. Do you believe in a miracle? Do you notice and recognize miracles, miracles, miracles?
Yeah, I believe a miracle.
That song's dope. You know it is. Can you DJ it?
Leo's a big Insane Clown Posse guy. I was never as into
it. It's the only song I know.
Oh.
Or like maybe there's one other one, but like that song's dope. Do you know that song?
No.
Oh my God. Chrissy, welcome to your new favorite song.
I think he
song.
Made me watch a documentary about them.
Just me and Camille are like really into Miracles by Insane Clown Posse, and you will be too.
Okay. Maybe that's the theme for the show.
Yeah. Maybe we should play that as the closing song.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You didn't tell me about Sabra.
Yeah, I mean, I think like in terms of like a hobby, it's like I love like, first of all, I love talking to people about it. Like their experience with it, like especially with Sabra, like because she's more affordable. I don't know, maybe 15 of my friends have seen her now.
Right, that's why I spoke to her and I recorded it and I was so moved that I sent the recording to you and my mom.
Yeah, I listened to your recording.
The whole thing?
Almost.
Okay. Don't tell anyone.
It was a lot about your dog. That was like,
but it was, she was the one who started that. Yeah. I wasn't going to bring up my dog.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But anyway, I loved her. She's so, she was just right. She was in it also. And if anything, when I said something, she was like, don't, like, she didn't want me to talk. She didn't want me to get in the way of like anything she was receiving. She didn't even know my name until we started.
Yeah, she asked me my name in the middle of the reading.
Yeah.
Because we did it over text. Yeah, I mean, you know, and then I have, I would say it's gotten, first of all, when I was younger, it was really weird that my mom was an astrologer. We never told people.
Really?
She didn't like talking about it. It was like a total secret. It was not acceptable.
What did your mom do before she was
Susan was an Miller? Agent for commercial photographers.
Interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah. She had a whole other job. And then, I mean, I'm going to tell the story wrong, but she basically like did someone's chart and was like, oh, you have a really great chart. You should, you're going to like win something. You need to like enter a contest. And the woman won a fucking Porsche and then like got, was like, oh, no, no, no. You need your own website. So as like a hobby, my mom started a website. As a side project, because she was really good at it. And and then like it just took off. Like, I mean, I think a lot about like the fashion world, like her writing for fashion magazines. Like it was like kind of cool in like the fashion world to believe in astrology. But now like Gen Z and the younger kids, it's like totally part of their language. They all talk about it. It's like, it's still crazy to me when people are like, I mean, it happens more now than ever. Like I went to a wedding this weekend. Everyone wanted to talk about Susan Miller and my mom and what
like,
that's like. I mean, now that I'm doing the podcast, I have a new like appreciation for it. Like, let's get into it. Like, why? What do you like about it? What is fascinating about it? What do you know about it? There's so much misconceptions about it. Oh, your mom feels something. No, she doesn't feel anything. It's super like mathematical, where the planets are, all the degrees. Like, I can't even scratch the surface of like understanding it. It's, she doesn't, you know, it's not fortune telling. That's another misconception. Mm-hmm. She cannot tell you what's going to happen to you. She's really funny. She's like, if you don't leave your couch, nothing will happen.
Yeah.
It's for people who are doing things. So like Jen's looking for a house, you know, maybe you're looking for like a new school for Mary or you want to go away somewhere or, you know, bigger life decisions, I think.
Yeah.
She can tell you there are better windows in the year than others.
Totally.
Period. It's so simple.
Yeah. Is she helping Jen with the house?
Yeah. She said that Glenn has a really bigger window than Glenn has a bigger window than Jen right now, so that Glenn should be more active and looking.
He is.
Yeah.
Glenn's so on it.
Yeah.
Glenn is like, Glenn's hobby is locations. Like whenever we go anywhere, be it Universal Studios or camping, he's like, wants to make sure that his location is like just right. So did you have a good experience with Sabra?
Yeah, I don't do it that often. Like, I feel like,
and you only want to listen. You only want to talk to your friends who are deceased. You don't want any tarot or anything.
I'm more skeptical with that stuff because my mom, you know, and I talk about how, you know, you have free will.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know.
It's the same thing as astrology,
though.
This is
something I want to explore. Like, I want to find, I don't think I've ever talked to a really great classic psychic of like, this is how your life's going to go down. You're going to have a boy, you're going to have a...
I mean, I don't know if that kind of psychic is really what What's the other word for psychic? Like intuitive. I don't know if that's, I think
what
that's
about like Nostradamus or like someone who can, like there probably is maybe someone I can talk I to who can figure out like life version. Events.
I think that might be more of like the romantic comedy version of a psychic, and really like an intuitive person is reading cards the same way that your mom reads the stars. They're just symbols.
I think you and I personally have a better grasp over how they contact.
I mean, did you hear me talk to Sabra about it?
You had really good questions.
Yeah, I was like,
notes.
Why? She was like, it's better. She's like, where they are, they're happy. Like, they're better. And I was like, well, then why aren't we all just like killing ourselves to go there?
Yeah.
She's like, because we want to be here.
I've heard.
Because this is where we learn.
I've heard people say that if we knew, we would. I've heard people say that.
But like, I'm willing to believe that it's better. But I also like the idea of learning, because like, I do believe that as well. Do you know, have you ever heard of like Ashantic files? You have to like be trained in a certain way to access these files of who you were previous lives. But it isn't, I was like, get ready for the past lives pavilion. It wasn't that, even though it wasn't not. The way that I'm making it sound is, I don't mean to be like flippant about it. I just can't describe it in a way with as much like knowledge, because I just don't know as much about it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like very open to trying anything.
Past life regression is a huge.
It wasn't
topic.
That.
It's not that. Okay.
It wasn't regression. I wasn't under any kind of hypnosis. Mm-hmm. It was not that at all. It's like she's a medium, but she's able to with her training. It's like a very specific.
Do you remember her name?
Training. I have it on my phone. Amy Poehler gave her to me.
Great. Yeah. I'm just fascinated with like getting deeper, like explain to me everything. Like what, like do you meditate first? How do you connect? What does it feel like? What does it look like? You know, I know that some people are, you know, they can either hear or see. I've heard it being described from Laura Lynn as like a download. Like she gets a lot of information she has to sort through. Some people come through with symbols. So I really want to like get into it, like with how it actually works or how they feel about like what that world is like specifically. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, I think listening to your reading with Sabra, it occurred to me, I was like, they don't know because they've never been there.
Right.
I couldn't explain to you what Texas is like. Never fucking been there.
Right.
Seen pictures. I have information.
Right.
There's no way to know. So I don't know that
so
I'm ever going to get
doing
that.
Too. She sees pictures. She's never been there, but exactly. She's like, I see it in pictures. I see it. Like for whatever reason, however her senses work, however she's like honed her muscles to be like attuned.
I've been getting into finding people that have had near-death experience. It is...
Oh my God, I'm going to send you this podcast when we're done. It's another episode.
There's
this
one guy
happening.
That I found that I'm going to have a session with where he came back as a healer.
Mm.
And he can heal people like of like physical ailments and things. And
what?
You know, I mean, you know enough to know like there's this one great book I wish I could remember. This doctor who's he's a brain doctor, had an aneurysm and died and came back. And he's like, dude, I'm a medical student. Like, I didn't believe in any of this stuff. And he wrote a whole book about it. It's a really famous book. But what's interesting in his book is that the experiences are really similar, right?
Mm.
So I'd love to talk to some of those people and be like, what the hell is that like?
I'm going
to
send you this episode of This Is Actually Happening I just listened to. And this guy was like, he like had so much anger. He never said goodbye to his dad when his dad died. He was a ladies' man. He worked in the hotel restaurant industry. He's just like a scumbag. And he had a near-death experience with surgery that had gone wrong. And I mean, it completely, he talks about it in detail. And he said, you know, it changed my life, but for the better. He's an artist now. He's a painter.
Wow.
But he also was like, my wife divorced me. My kids like don't talk to me. They're
wow.
What happened to you? Like, wow. You were normal. He was like, but I didn't think I was. Like, I wasn't.
He wasn't happy before he realized.
Or he thought he was very angry. Yeah, he wasn't happy. But he just thought that he never had any. It wasn't like, I'm so unhappy, I should go to therapy. It was mm-hmm. like, this is just, he didn't think that deep.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, which is probably pretty common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think maybe that is how you fill your void ultimately, is like talking and listening to people.
Yeah.
And like you're really good at identifying your own experience and listening to other people talk about their experiences. And like,
yeah. And that's another thing. Like, I think because of my mom, people get really personal with me really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost feel, I've never said this out loud, and tell me if you think I'm wrong. Sometimes I feel like when I'm talking to people, I am interviewing them. I always want to know the whole thing. I'm asking a lot of questions. Like, I just feel like I'm kind of a natural interviewer. Vibes.
I think that's really normal and common also. Yeah. Like, you're curious about
people.
I'm
so curious.
That's great.
Yeah. People don't talk about this stuff enough. You know, I think, like, you know, you and I personally have lost so many people. We don't talk about grief really in the same, you know, we do, but I mean, like, as a culture, we don't talk about death. And
I also have, like, a much different relationship with death than you do. Mm-hmm. And part of it is, like, my lack of experience maybe with it. But, you know, for the most part, I'm really, like, it's a natural part of life. It's weird to not die. It's weird to think that people don't die. It's weird. How I feel about death mostly is that when somebody is gone, whether it's before their time or not, I miss them. I feel sad. I wish they were still around.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you have no fear of death?
No.
Yourself dying?
No. I mean, I fear because I don't want to miss out on my life.
Yeah.
And I fear of how it would hurt, how sad it would make my family.
Yeah.
And like, imagine being a little girl. Like, I can't imagine.
But you don't, being it sounds Mary's like you don't let yourself go there. Like, you don't think about that.
It just doesn't consume me. It doesn't consume me.
Yeah, it consumes me a little bit.
Yeah, like, I don't, but it's a choice. Like, I also, and it isn't necessarily a wise choice. Like, sometimes I can't function on a fear-based life, on a worry-based life. I can't. It's very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
It makes me very unhappy. But that could also be like me being naive or in denial.
No, we all have the things we worry about.
Yeah.
Everyone has their things. I mean, mine got out of control, as you know. I mean, I'm on 10 milligrams of Lexapro mainly because I lived in a constant state of worry. And I think the end thing was death. Mm-hmm. Like, every little thing in my body, I'm super aware of, like, oh, I have like a headache. What if I have a tumor? It just like would spiral so quickly.
Right.
I mean, like, having a child, like, I'm so proud of myself for how calm I am. And the medication has helped so much to like turn down those knobs. But I don't know that I had a lot of control over it. And this one pharmacologist was like, this isn't like a personality flaw.
Right.
You're not like choosing, you know, you're not, and you know me, like, I'm not like a, it's hard to explain. Like, I'm a very social person.
Yeah, very optimistic. I even and like, you're not a stressor.
Right. Like, I even do like risky behavior. Yeah. It's not like I'm like, it doesn't really fit in with who I am. He's right. Like, you have a chemical imbalance in your brain that's like misfiring.
And
period.
Also that and learn behavior from how you were raised.
Yes. The fact that my mom thought she was going to die all the time.
Right. Totally. See, like, and I didn't have anything like that growing up. Right. And I would cry. I mean, Mary asks me all the time, like, are you ever going to die? I remember crying myself to sleep at night, asking my mom those questions, thinking, like, what if my mom dies? And I would ask, and I'd be like, are you going to die? Or what if you die? And they would be like, we're not going anywhere. Like, yeah. Hate to break it to you.
Well, my dad passed away and I had to tell Otis. And there's a great book called Just Tell Me What to Say that kind of gives you these scripts. And what it said, and I thought this was interesting, was like, Don't say passed away. Don't say he was sick. Don't say he went on a trip.
Right.
Be super clear. Say he died. He's dead.
Yeah.
And then you can say, I believe this. Daddy believes this. There's yeah. different people. You have to decide for yourself what you believe in. And I feel like that like really opened up my mind to like a way of parenting altogether where I can share my opinion and allow him to have his own opinion.
Totally. That's
right. Great.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Paul and I don't think we believe in the same things. I mean, I have a direct line to God. I'm extremely.
You got a phone number?
Totally.
Yeah.
But I live an extremely, right now, currently, especially, like a really spiritual life yeah. where like I believe, like I have removed a lot of blocks of my own ego to get access to like the light that's within is that's how I amazing. See it. That's yeah. like what I basically how I think of God is like it has to do with the title of this podcast because I used to think filling the void we were filling it with something to make us whole like mm-hmm. the things that we needed to like fill us because there's like this emptiness inside of us.
Exactly. Like on my way over here that's what I was thinking.
But
like,
I don't
like my yeah. way to fill that hole that like scary hole is to learn and to like educate myself and to figure out like what it is I believe in.
Okay.
And I think like when you were saying like how you were able to unblock, I think like as I get older it becomes easier to unblock some of those things like through therapy. Medication has been huge, so I'm not like living in a state of
no of course
anxiety.
I mean I the reason
meditation
why
we talk about TM has been a great tool.
Oh, I never do it but if I didn't take medication, I wouldn't be able to show up to the work, the spiritual work that I do, which is exactly. like the 12 steps. But I don't think that I do have a void in me anymore.
Wow.
I don't think I have an empty hole. I think I never did. I think I have a hole that is filled with Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of me, 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 selfish, self-centered ego.
Mm-hmm.
And by the process of the work that I do, I'm chipping away at that ego and removing those blocks to have access to like the love and like the light that is underneath all of that ego.
Wow.
So, but that's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what works for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm totally free of ego. I don't think any human is unless they're like
well, a lot of
Gandhi
these psychedelic practices I'm learning is a lot about ego death.
Yeah, I think it's just something to, it's like we're all like doing our best, right? Like before you meet with a medium, do you light a candle or do you make sure you're in a quiet place? Do you have her on, him or her on speaker?
Well, with my mom, I've seen her read so many charts that I know that it's a better reading when you have a list of questions. So always for anyone listening, you're going to a medium, psychic, whoever, make your question. You want to know. You have ideas of what you want to get out of it.
Really good.
Yeah.
So you always
I don't have to get
that.
In any sort of physical zone or no.
Totally.
I just want to get the information.
Okay. And so that you always do
like,
that.
Like I want to talk to my dad. I want to talk to my friend Sean. I want to talk to Nick or whoever.
And do you tell them those questions or?
They usually don't let you speak. Right. I haven't had one ask me. They usually just get what they get.
And she.
And you don't get upset.
I know. I have that book. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Yeah.
But
sometimes
like,
I don't get what I want.
But they at like so Sabra was like, did you come with questions? Like they want you to come with them, but they don't necessarily want you.
Yeah, like when your reading came through, I really wanted you to be able to talk to your friend that had passed.
Harris?
I really wanted you to be able to talk to Harris.
Right. I'm waiting for like to talk to all my friends. I mean, anytime my dog barks at the air, I'm like, Harris, is that you? But like, they never come through.
Right.
But maybe they don't want to talk to me. That's okay. Like,
well,
you've
had like family members come through and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Whoever's down, I'm down. Like
right.
I have no, the only thing I don't like is when, and intuitively I know when I'm like, not, I wouldn't say getting played because I don't think somebody's out to hurt me mm-hmm. or like play me personally, But like, I can tell sometimes a medium just like won't, it'll be an off day or she won't get a good reading.
Okay, so I have an opinion about that. I think it's like personality types. The way like you have friends you get along with and other people you don't. Sometimes your personalities don't click.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I've been sent to people who were like, oh my God, I swear by this person. She's amazing. She's amazing.
Same.
And I went and she was like, nothing's coming up for me. And I was like,
yeah, that's happened to me. Yeah.
Like, at least you're honest. I don't want to fucking pay you $300 or whatever the fuck. But, you know, that's their hustle.
Yeah, you got to find someone that, like, works with your personality.
If you were a psychic, what would your outfit be?
That's a good one.
If you were psychic or medium, like, what would you look like?
That's hilarious. Because there's, like, that preconceived notion of, like, the crystal ball.
Like, they all look like Meryl.
Stevie Nicks. Yeah, I'm very anti-hippie lately. Like, it looks like Halloween costumes to me. Like, I look back at photos of myself and some of the, like, Stevie Nicks kind of flowy stuff. And I'm like, was this a Halloween party? I'd love to be like a really cunty businesswoman, like like a really great like suit and like really so like modern and like really polished with like red nails and be like, step into my office. Let's fucking do this.
Right.
I'm not feeling any, you know, because I think also with my mom, she's so businessy, as you know. She's not really like the classic.
No, she wears like a lady suit.
Yeah. She's like, let's get to business. Like, what are you looking for? What's happening? Like, you know, she's not. Yeah. It can get a little like vibey and feelings and an emo. I don't know. It can also just be really matter of fact. And I kind of appreciate that.
Totally. Should we start watching The Long Island Medium?
Oh, I have.
There's
an episode about a Harold Hunter.
Really?
Yes. She talks to Harold.
With who?
She goes, what does legends never die mean?
She
walks into a skate shop in the Lower East Side.
That's so weird, but
I know.
Also, is she real?
I think so.
I want to watch it.
Okay.
So how does she dress? She has like business attire.
She dresses Long Island.
Sick. That's how I would dress. If there's a hobby that you know that like you're not going to do.
I know. Yeah, I know this question because I listen to your podcast religiously.
like what would be like something that you just like wish that you wanted to do.
I love how when you talk about yours is like playing an instrument at a party, and then one of your guests was like you are not that person that would do that.
Anders was like, you really want to be that person? I was like, I guess I don't.
So have you figured out what it is for you that you
I have
wish?
Like 1,000. I mean, I think right now I'm like,
yeah, what is it today?
Like a real knack for like interior design or like knowing, like being so confident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I think that's like an inherent talent though. I don't know if that's like a learned, I don't know anything about it.
I think for me today, cause I think that's true there. I could list a million. I'd love to be really great at a sport that I was passionate about.
That's a good one.
Tennis.
Such a good one.
I would love to just like be that person that plays tennis.
I'm changing mine. That's such a good one, Chrissy. Like being really good at a sport and especially a cute outfit sport.
Yep.
Like tennis.
Yep. I have the sneakers waiting. Like a low Reebok.
Give me a tennis shirt. Give me a sweatband.
I would even do like white jean shorts.
Oh, I'd straight up tennis skirt, polo shirt. Yeah. Socks. Give me an Adidas sponsor.
And like have like a community that you're doing it with.
Hell yeah.
Like
have
a partner. That's what we do.
Oh.
We play tennis once a week.
That's Sebastian. He's just my tennis partner. Like don't
maybe,
listen
maybe
to
we
him.
Have an affair with somebody at the tennis club.
Oh my God, like butch. Such a good fake hobby. I'm so jealous. You nailed it. Well, I love you, Chrissy.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
You
Pink
filled
Sabbath.
My void.
Oh my God, you fill mine.
If you liked our show, please subscribe, rate, review, and tell a friend. Filling the Void is a production of the Irios Network. Episodes are produced, engineered, and edited by Alex Paul. Original song by Michael Cassidy. Powered by Acast.
Irios.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.